Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Zevachim daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Welcome back, everyone. The first point of today's daf, Mar brings the Machlekes, writes from his Machlekes, Menazich Shoy Shalugin by Yayin Bachutz Chayev, was Rabbi Shimon Oymer Vu Shekitron Bekli. If there is kiddush kli, so Mark explains the machlekes. Rabbi explains the machlekes. The carbon is sochem b'midbar b'bamik abinayim. And as Mark explains, that if carbon is sochem b'midbar, if you Rabbi Akiva that carbon is sochem b'midbar, so it comes out when the Torah says in Parshas Shlach that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you bring the sochem. Anyway, they're bringing the sochem. The Torah is coming to Marbe was at the time that they were in Gilgal, when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, and there was a heter bamos. It's coming to Marbe that every person brings the sachim when he brings a korban in his bama. So if you're Bekiva, korbanos in bama require the sachim. Shengen Rabbi Shmuel holds that loy korban sachim b'midbar. Therefore, when the Torah says in Parashat Shlach, Kisavo el Aretz came to tell us b'chlal that they have the sachim and they come to Eretz Yisrael. But loy matzino. Here we shmuel that a korban in a bama needs nesachim, and therefore loy matzino nesachim in a bama. Tackle the here we shmuel and no nesachim in a bama. How is that connected to us? That it lefir b'akiva that there are nesachim in a bama. Right, in a bama there is never kli sharis. You don't you bring karbonis in a bama without a kli sharis. In the game it's mavur that you could have a kravas bama with in nesachim without a kli sharis. So who adin your chayev b'chutz. Yechayev b'chutz and nisachim shalai b'kli sharis. Mashein kein Rabbi Shmuel that holds that there's no nisachim in a bama. In Cain, the only time you found that krav is nisachim is nisachim shakitchu b'kli. Nisachim shalai kitchu b'kli. We never find with them a krav b'chlal. Bein b'fnim bein b'chutz and therefore you're pater b'chutz. Kupanim it's before you're in the Gemara a chiddush, a fascinating chiddush. That you could be chayiv, if you're Yakiva, Tanakhama, the Brisa, you could be chayiv b'chutz, and nisachim shalai kitchen b'kli. So, because they're carving a bama, why does the akrabas bama help us out? Why is that a gil that you could be chayiv b'chutz? So Rashi says, the cave of the bama is yachatun in nisachim, hosam klishar is lekha. Kram perek basra, you have nisachim, and there's no bama. B'chutz tami mechayev alai b'shas hetzer abamos b'loy kiddush kli. Hol b'shas hetzer abamos kriyin b'loy kiddushas kli. Karamina liel b'malon al gabi asela shum dehavi akrova b'abamos yochid b'shas hetzer abamos mechayev alai b'shas hetzer. So Rashi says brings the Gemara daf kufches that the fi Reb Shimon that hakrova b'abamos does not need a mizbeach. So then you can be chayev b'chutz without a mizbeach. We see where we learn out dinei. Chut from Dinei Bama. So whatever is called Akrov in a Bama, it's also called Akrov in a Chutz. That's where Rashi starts off. Very nice ride from the Gemara over there. The Rashi continues, Tabifnim im alo yirid. Kramaliel minayim yitish im alo yirid shushir yitikosh b'bama. Rashi goes on, takes another step. Rashi says that because Nisachim without Kedushas Kli are Karev b'bama, so their din is also malalo yerid. Rashi brings the Gemara in Mizbeach Mekadesh. And we learn out things that are Mizbeach Mekadesh that we can learn out that it's Niskawa Bifnim from what's carved in Obama. Anything which is carved in Obama is also Niskawa Bifnim within Mizbeach Mekadesh. So because the Sachem Shalakitju Bikli are kosher in Obama, so therefore they're also kosher Bifnim because the din of malalo yerid. Rashi is Lachera, a seer from Rashi Lasefa. At the beginning, Rashi says that the reason you're chayav b'chutz and the sochem shol kitchu b'kli is because we learn out the gedarim of chiyuv chutz from the gedarim of bama. It brings a raya from an evan and a sela. That's very nice. Meaning we learn out whatever you have in a bama, you're also chayav in b'chutz. That's one mahalach. Then look at Rashi has another mahalach that the sochem shol kitchu b'kli are im olu lo yerdu because they're carved in a bama, so they're also im olu lo yerdu. And that's a klal we have in afkuftes. Anything which is malo yerid, you're chayev b'chutz. That's a different mahalach than the first mahalach. Then we don't need to say that chutz is learned out of bama. No. But is bama teaching me the din of malo yeridu? A Rambam is teaching me the din of Chiyuv Chutz. Rashi says both. Why do I need both? One or the other should be enough. Very, very difficult, Rashi. Taisvis and Dafkuv Yurim and Beis, Taisvis Divra Maskel, E. Taisvis says Divra Malach than Rashi. More correctly said, Taisvis takes the beginning of Rashi without the end of Rashi. Taisvis says that because it has Akrama Nabama, so you can be Chayav Adam Achutz, and he also brings the same Raya that Rashi brings from the Eben or the Sela, that you learn out of the Dinei Chutz from the Dinei Bama. But then Taisvis asks a question on himself. Taisa says that Damshin is Kabul Bikli Choyl. We saw in the Gemara, also we saw in today's Daf, Lamin Beis, Kofi Rav and Beis, so earlier in Daf Kuf Ches. Damshin is Kabul Bikli Choyl. The din is that you're Pajar Machutz. Hare in Obama, you're Makabul Dam Bikli Choyl. So why don't we learn out that anything which is Akrapa's Mama, Chayav in Machutz, and also Kabbalah Bikli Choyl, should also be Chayav Machutz. His answers. Yesh leimar to leidom yu lekabala bekli choyl bifnim v'zarek bachutz eilanu lechayim machmas nekosher bebama hoyl ukvar nifsal bifnim leidom yu lenesachem shemakrivim bachutz bekli choyl leidom nifsalu bifnim. He says there it's worse. There it's already nifsal because it's nifsal bifnim. Even though it's karvin abama, you're still patur bachutz. There's no psul right now. You just need to be mekadesh and makarev b'fnim. So then we can learn out of bama that you're chayav b'chutz. So Taiz is a little bit easier to understand, but still needs explanation. What's the connection of these two things? At the beginning, Taiz was going very smooth with anything that you're chayav b'chutz, that you have by bama, you're chayav b'chutz. What's enough meaning whether it's kosher or psul? So you said that Dvarav, Chazon Yechesel, the Tesef explains, Moisef Ksas al Dvarav, that something which is kosher, it's not yet possible, even though it's being time, it's not as kapha b'fnim. The Sachem Shal Kitchu B'Kli, right now their din is Olu Yerdu, Lefi Tesef. States argues in Rashi, and he also din is Olu Yerdu. But what? Zot Chazon Yechesel, you could be Mekadesh it and bring it. So it's Shaykh to have it in a Maisak Rava. Shaykh to have it in a mice akrova bifnim. Hashem came, Dam shin is kawa bikli choyl. It was nifsal. It's din, it's always going to be him all year. The sachem shaloi kitchen bikli are karega, in this current situation, they're im all year. But you could imachshu them. So it's something which dover kosher, which has a way to be machshu and bring it bifnim, then we don't need the claw that has to be roi bifnim right now. It's enough that you could be makdash and bring it with him. So, but if that's true, so why does Taisa also need the chiluk of bama? Typically, that itself, that you could be makdash and makrevit b'flim. Why does Taisa also need the dinin to bama? L'chayru b'shanis. That's in their two dinim. Two dinim in a carbon b'chutz, that we need the carbon to be kosher. Two reasons why the carbon needs to be kosher. Mitzad echad, we need the carbon to be niskal b'fnim. It has to be a pesach ha'mayir la'yaviyay. It has to be something which is roi l'pesach ha'mayir, which is niskal b'fnim. That's one din. There's another din, that you have to do a maisa halah b'chutz. It has to be considered a maisa krava, a maisa avayda. It has to be done b'chutz. Like we see Ashita's Rav Yaisi, that you have to bring on a mizbeach b'chutz. Like we learned there in Avkuf Ches, that without that it's not called a Maisa Akrava. We saw yesterday that Rashi says that you need also Al Eitzin. Without that it's not called a Maisa Akrava, Rashi says. It's the Kaktaras Penim. You need a Maisa Akrava, Dumid Akravas Penim. So besides the fact that we need a Korban, which is Miskabo Bifnim, we need what you're doing Bachutz, it has to be a Maisa Akrava. So I'll pee these two dinim. Can understand the klal of our sugya lefi Taisis. Taisis says that when it was nifsal, damshin is kabel b'kli choyl, even though it's kosher bebama, but it was nifsal. Because it was nifsal, so it's not miskabel b'fnim. Mashein kein nisochim. Nisochim are called yeh niskabel b'fnim, because they're kosher. Even though k'ayoyim hazeh, they're not niskabel. They don't have a kedushas kli. That Mechazon Yecheskel says that the Chazon Yecheskel says that you could be Mekadosh them and bring them. So they're called Niskatla Bifnim. But there's still another din, and we need that what you're doing Machutz has to be considered a Maisa Akrava. Imkay, one container, that Nisochim, that don't have, that Reloinis Kachu Bekli, they don't have Kedushas Haguf. It's not Shaykh Bechlal, a Maisa Akrava, and Nisochim without Kedushas Kli. We never found that type of Akrava. And that is Taylor and Chatham in the Mark, it's totally by Akrava's Bama. If we see Bibama that you can have a Akrava on something without Kedushas Kli, so we see that Bechutz, it's Shaykh Maisa Akrava without Kedushas Kli. So who are the Gabi Akrava's Chutz? It's considered a Maisa Akrava without Kedushas Kli. But that won't help me for the other din. I still need that to be Niskaba Bifnim. And that takes in the Chalak between Nisachim Shalom Kitshu and Nav Shaskaba Bikli. There you go, Yishmak of Shat in Taisis. So basically, one Nakuda, that Maisa before here in the Sagila, Taisis speaks out, Rashi Taisis speaks out, they were learning from Akrava's Bama. Even though Bifnim, Vaymatsinu, that Nisachim Shalom Kitshu and Bikli have a Maisa Akrava, but because we find there's Maisa Akrava in a Bama, so you could be Chayvan and Bachutz. Hare l'chayra that's told in the machlekes of Yosi and Reb Shimon. Only l'fi Reb Shimon we find that we can learn out of Bama. But Reb Yosi says no. Reb Yosi says that we need all akrava bachutz to be dumi at akravas pinim. That's why Reb Yosi holds that you need a mizbeach for akravas chutz dumi at akravas pinim, like Rashi says in Daf Kovyur. In Cain, why are you chayv by nesochim bachutz? Hare leimatzinu b'akravas pinim. That you have Nisachim without a klisharis. The Chayyim of the Teretz is Pashut. That it's true that Rabbi Yehi says you need Akravas Pinim, but Rabbi Yehi says that also by Bama itself needs Akravas Dumi de Pinim. That Rabbi Yehi says in Daf Kufches, that his Raya is from Noyach, that Akravas Bama needs a Mizbeach Dumi de Akravas Pinim. And Rabbi Yehi learns out that all Oifanim of Akravas Chutz, Bein Akravas Bama, paid for that krova of the parsha of Halos Chutz need to be dumi and difnim, and therefore they need a mizbeach. But by nesachim shel kitchu bekli, we see that in certain dinim, the dinim of akrovas chutz are different than the dinim of akrovas pinim. We see that nesachim shel kitchu bekli bifnim is not called akrova, and bechutz is yet called akrova. Imkei matzino that you can have akrovas chutz even in something which in this case is an exception, that the Torah was Makorchach made an exception that Hakravas Chutz in this Prat does not need to be similar to Hakravas Pinim. Both in we see the Hakravas Bama, mainly we can apply it also to the Din of Halos Chutz. And it's not such a big kasha on the Din of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, when I learned out from that Chutz, Dumi the Pinim, is that I need a Mizbeach. In Dini Mizbeach, in Hakrav, which is similar to the Mizbeach, and that I need it. But this is something else. In the Dover HaKariv on the Mizbeach, which type of things are Kariv? And then the Torah said there are exceptions. Certain things, Bachutz, have a Torah Sakrava, even though Bifnim, they're not called, they don't have Akrava. Kabbana met the Pshat in the Sugi of Fitesis that the Nesachim Shal Kitchub Kli are called Niskawa Bifnim, but they also need that Mais Akrava, and that's totally whether we have Nesachim without a Kli in a bubble. With this, we have the Haskalah to understand Rashi. Even though Rashi started off saying that if in the carbon is sochem by midbar and you have nesochem without a kli sharis in the bama, so also bachutz you have it. The raya from Sela, we learn out chutz from hakravas bama. Rashi wasn't satisfied with that. Rashi had to go on. Like we see, the taste was not satisfied with that because we can't just say that anything that we have in the bama you be chayv and bachutz. Horaya from Damshin is Kabbal Bikli Chol. And even though it's kosher in Obama, Bachutz, you're potter. So it's not good enough. It wasn't good enough for Rashi. It wasn't sufficient to say to learn out from Bama. Rashi had to go a step further. Rashi said that the Nesachim, their din is im olu lo yerdu. Rashi was Mechadish. The din of Nesachim is im olu lo yerdu. So that's why it was called this Kabbal Bifnim. Tais said a different reason why it was called this Kabbal Bifnim, like we explained. Because you could be Makdishit and bring a Bifnim. Rashi Kinnear argued on that Svara. Rashi held that has to be this Kabbal Bifnim right now. And therefore Rashi said that the Nesachim Shal Kitchu Bekli are this Kabbal Bifnim right now because their din is a Malul Yerdu. That's L'Chir the Mahalach in Rashi. But it still doesn't answer entirely. we explained why the first half of Rashi wasn't sufficient. Why is it wasn't enough to say to bring it to that it's niskabel and abama. But l'chayr, the second half of Rashi is sufficient by itself. Once we see that nisachim shel kitchu mekli, their din is im alu lo yerdu. So avadir chayv b'chutz, like every carbon puzzle, which is din is im alu lo yerdu, you chayv b'chutz. So why does Rashi need to add on the fact that's learned out of bama? Because it's carbon of bama, so therefore we can learn out the din im hakravas chutz dumya de bama. L'chayr, the pshat is that, as we said, that's mvur here, that for chutz you need two tnoim. You need, number one, that it's miskabel bifnim, and also that it's called a ma'is avoyde b'chutz. If so, we can, there's a chiluk between the sachem shel kitchu b'kli and all other psulim which are psulim b'kodesh. All other karbonos which are psulim b'kodesh means that it's b'kodesh, the psul happened after it was miskadesh to be a karbon. The karbon became a karbon, it started its sakrava. Just it became pasul. So it's pasul chatchila, the mizbeach b'mekadesh it. Now when I go to the makrevit b'chutz, it's called the ma'isak rava b'chutz, because the carbon already became a carbon. It's barak rava. It's, even though it's pasul, the pasul doesn't bother me. It's a malul lo yerdu. It's called miskabel b'fnim. And therefore I can, it's sheikh b'chutz to do a ma'isak rava and a zak carbon. When I'm doing the machutz, there's no ma'is hakrava b'chlal. I'm doing a hakrava on a karban which is lacking kedusha saguf. That something like this is called the ma'is hakrava. It doesn't have the ma'ila of everything else which is psul v'akodesh. A regular karban which is psul v'akodesh is already niskadish to become a karban. So then, once that made into a karban, the psul that happens afterwards doesn't take that away. It always stays as being a carbon. It's different. Shaychan and a ma'is sakrava. It was pasha that it's shaychan and a ma'is sakrava b'chutz. I needed a ribui to say that it's called that's enough miskabel b'fnim to be chayiv. But b'chutz, I don't need that to bring a carbon kosher. Once it became a carbon, it's shaychan and a ma'is sakrava. It also has to be called miskabel b'fnim. So that's enough with mizbeach mekadesh. Masha'in came by nesachim. And it's almost a kitchen b'kli because they're lacking kedushas haguf. They never became a full karbon, even though that when they get to the mizbeach, they'll get it in akrava. That all happens when they get to the mizbeach. Being divayla, till they get to the mizbeach, the karbon, the nesachim have no shaychas akrava b'chlal. It's not shaych and the b'mayis haktara, because they never were niskadish to be a karbon. So when you bring them b'chutz, how could you be chayv on them? Right now, you're bringing something which is not shaych, it's not called the b'mayis akrava b'chlal b'chutz. So that's why Rashi needed the first half of the Rashi. That's what Rashi said, and now we come out from Bama. Being the Rashi, being the Tosfos, there are two halakim here in this aspect of the Nesach. Number one, we need that it should be Niskabel Bifnim. And number two, we need that it should be called the Ma'isak Rava. We learn out from Bama that it could be called the Ma'isak Rava. The reason that it's Niskabel Bifnim, Lafi Tosfos, is because you could be Makadosh and be Makrevit. That's the thesis. Rashi does not hold that tefara. Rashi holds that we need that it should be in its kabbal in its current state. So we need only in its current state. So therefore, Rashi had to be mechadish and the sochim are olu lo yerdu. But the olu lo yerdu of the sochim is different than the olu lo yerdu of other karbanos. Here, the nesachim, because they never had a bakoidish, they never niskadish to be a karban. So I don't done that. It's called the ma'isa avoida. There's a shaykh to a ma'isa avoida. B'chutz, if it wouldn't be that, I would learn out of Bama. That's why I need both aspects that they're malul yerdu to be niskabel b'fnim, and also that it's carved in a Bama, and say that it's called the ma'isa avoda. That's the mahalach in the sugya. So after the sugya, you have to go back to one thing we mentioned yesterday. The kitzur is the din of k'matim shelo kitchu b'kli. That is meduyik in the mission daf kuf yon. That k'matim shelo kitchu b'kli, you're chayiv. The din is im olu yerdu. So why are you chayv in the machutz? So you mentioned the Mikdash David says the reason is because you can be mekadesh them in the mizbeach apnimi and be makrif them. That's good enough. Which is a chiddush to go that far. It's down with the possibility of the mizbeach apnimi. Chazon Yecheskel says no. They're like nesachim shol kitchu b'kli. Just like nesachim shol kitchu b'kli. Even though their din is im olu yerdu, because you can be mekadesh them and bring them, so therefore you're chayav achutz. Hu adin by koimetz shloi kitchu b'kli. Even though it's dinim ol yerdu, but you could be magdish it and bring it and bring it, and therefore you're chayav achutz. Gishmak, api the gemara bayatz. But now that we see this gemara, we see that it's not so pashut. I mean, that's only lefi shitas teisvis. Shitas teisvis holds that even though the din right now is im olu yerdu, by davar kosher, I don't care that it's im olu yerdu, because you have the potential of being makdash and bring it. But Rashi is makbid even by davar kosher. Rashi cares that it's shidafke im olu lo yerdu. Im kein by kmotim shloi kitchu bekli, hadra kushya leduchte, quit still shver. It's lemaisa, these things kayyem azeh are im olu yerdu. How could you be chayav if you bring them bachutz? Chari have to say different mahalach l'das Rashi. They're different because you started that krav of the karban bifnim, so there Rashi agrees with Tosfos. There, when you did kmitza bifnim, so the karban is already in the process of its krav bifnim, so then I am able to look at the possibility of completing that krav. And even though right now it's imolu yerdu, that doesn't bother me. The karban is in a path of its hakrava bifnim. It wasn't yet complete. It didn't yet become to the level of psula b'kodesh because it wasn't yet huvrar entirely the chelik avaya. But because it started a process of hakravas pnim, so therefore it's considered miskava bifnim. Which they didn't start any process of hakrava bichlal. The Rashi holds that the only reason you could be chayv in the machutz is because your din is im olu lo yerd. There's another point here in the Iker Divrei Rashi. Rashi here, point of Nogei to Mizbeach Mekadesh. Rashi tells us this Chiddush, that Nesachim Shulei Kitchu Bekli, Arimolo Lo Yerdu. Rashi says, because you learn that from Bama, anything which is carved in a Bama, so it's also tinted in Olo Lo Yerdu. If out of this is in a cloud everywhere, how many Kmatzim Shulei Kitchu Bekli, and then is in Olo Yerdu, even though it's kosher in a Bama, without a Kli Sharetz. Dab Bekli Choyl, it's dinizim olu yerdu, even though it's kosher in a bama. So we don't learn everything from bama in this. It always has dinizim olu yerdu. We'll see in a second what maybe the difference is between nesachim and everything else. But the ikur de Rashi is a davar tamua. People ask nesachim shel kitchu b'kli lamais don't have klish, they don't have kedushas haguf b'chlal. It's by mincha the din is that mincha is very different than a zevach. That a korban, when a person goes to a behema and he says harizu oila harizu shlomim, so it becomes a korban. It gets kedushas haguf. A mincha, the person takes his seiles or his nesachim, mincha or nesachim, and you say harizu mincha, it doesn't get any kedushas haguf right now. It only has kedushas damin. The din is the mission in Sif Menachos that you could be paid it. You could be paid it on money and goes out to chulin. A carbon you can't be paid unless it has a mum, because a carbon has kedushas aguf. A mincha before you put it in a klisharis, a mincha or nesachim before you put them in a klisharis, have no kedushas aguf. So how could it be that nesachim shal kitchu bekli are all lo yerdu? You don't have any kedushas aguf. It's like taking a rock and saying in the rock that I'm going to use its money, I'm going to magdish it for its domim to go to a carbon. Take a table, and I'll use its the table, I'll sell it, and I'll bring a karban. Avada, without any svar, any psukim, for sure the din is of alu yerdu. It's absolutely no connection to akrava. So what the nesachim, they're chulin gemurim. They have no kedushas damim. That you could make from them a karban. But they're chulin gemurim. How is it possible that the din is of alu lo yerdu? Shem Nochum Pertsovitz said that it's mucha from this Rashi, yet other rayas, in Menachos, but he brought from this Rashi another big raya that the kedushas damim of a mincha is different than the kedushas damim of etzim vavonim, or money. A person that's makdish money or an object to use its money to bring an oila or to bring a mincha, the whole kedusha there is to sell the object to get money to use the money and buy a mincha. It's a hechitimsa of a way of bringing a karba. Mashein kein the kedushas damim. The person takes soiles. The person takes yayin. And he says, Arezu mincha, Arezu nesachim. So it's true, it wasn't yet completed its kedusha to get kedushas aguf, but it already has the beginning, of the kedushas aguf. It's already misyached to be a mincha, just it's not yet over. If you want, you could still be poydet. And from the learned Pshat in the Mishnah and Menachos that you can't be poydet tamazin, that's din daraisa. Unless it became tameh, you can't be poydet. Because it already was nisyachid to be a mincha. It's lacking kedusha, but it's lacking its full kedusha. Therefore, it still has a possibility of pidyon. But it's already, it has it at the beginning of the kedusha of a mincha. That's why it's possible that it could get a din of olu lo yerdu. But it's still shared that the Mikdash David asks that why is it different than Kamatim Shalakitchu Bakli? Kamatim Shalakitchu Bakli, I have a kumit, I already did kumits on it. And it's innocent of olu yerdu, even though it's kosher in a bum. Why is it worse than the whole Nesachim, which I wasn't Makadish and Bechlal? It's still Lemais, it doesn't have to do Shaguf. And yet it's called the olu lo yerdu. The Mikdash David says that there it's worse, that a kumit is worse. The kumit is needs a birur legavaya, and if it doesn't have the birur legavaya, so it's lacking in the uniqueness of the kaimitz. Ashinkin the nesachim not lacking birur legavaya. It's not that needs a kaimitz needs birur, like the Rashi explains in the name of the mizbeach makadish, that a kaimitz has to be nisbair from the shirayim, and a kli du kedusha kli, it wasn't completed that kiddush. Ashinkin. The Nesachim not lacking any birur. What it's lacking is Kedusha. Kedusha is another Maila, Tosefes Kedusha and Mechefetz. But because they're not lacking any Kedusha, any birur, therefore the din of the Nesachim is a Malo Yerdu. Another point in this din of Nesachim Shalai Kitchen Bakli, that your Chayef, if you want to mind Omar, it's important in Hemshcha Gemara that also by Nisuch HaMayim, you learn now Nisuch HaMayim from Nisuch HaYayin, and even though there was no Nisuch HaMayim in Obama, because Nisuch HaMayim is a carbon seaboard, but just like there's Nisuch HaYayin in Obama, and you could therefore Rechayiv Bachutz for Nisochim Shalikinshin Bakli, Yayin. Also by Mayim, you're Rechayiv Bachutz, we learn that Mayim from Yayin. So everything we said until now by Nisochim Shalikinshin Bakli, that it's Shaykh to have a Krava Bachutz, if you Rashi had his din of him, Ololo Yerid, we see that Bakarach, those concepts are true by Nisuch HaMayim also. Mochum said that by the din of Kiddush Kli by Mincha is a din noisof. The Mincha is already oimid for Hakrava before the Kiddush Kli. That's why you can have a din of Olo Yerid. You can be Chayv and Bachut. It's Shaykh and Avoid on it. All those things we have to say by Nisuch HaMayim also. In Echanami, it's Muchach that by Nisuch HaMayim that's the din. So Aruhara from this and something else that the Mishnah and Meila Daf Yud Gimel is Mashma that the only time there's Meila by Nisuch HaMayim is only one to put into a klisharis. The klal by Me'ila is that that by Mincha or Nesachim, once it's enough with Kedushas Damim for them to have Me'ila. But yet by Nisuch HaMayim, it's Mashal Lahed, you come out Lahed in the Mishnah, that only when there's only when they get in a klisharis, then they have Me'ila. Also, come out Meforshin Rashi in Pesachim Dav Chav Beis, this is said, Umar there says that by Dan, as a Nidan, whether Dan is also Ba'anar, or Dan of Chulin, is also Ba'anar or not. The Gemara says it's Hukash Tamayim. The Gemara says maybe you should Makash Tamayim Misnaskim Agave Mizbeach. Rashi says there, the Gemara says Mayim Misnaskim is Asher Bahana. So Rashi himself in Avchan Beis Shasurus Bahana Sherei Kodeshin Shekitru Bikli Sharis Uksiv Kol Negeya Bahem Mikdash. So Rashi is more that the reason that Nisuch HaMayim is Asher Bahana is because they were Niskadish in a Kli Sharis. It's Mashma and Rashi that until the Mayim is Niskadish in a Kli Sharis, there's no Isra HaNoah in the Mayim. It's Mashman Rashi. Even though there is, it's Shaykh Kedushas Damim in Nisuch HaMayim, it's before Shigmar and Psochim, Daflam and Daladom and Beiz. That is Shaykh Kedushas Damim, and Kedushas Peh. Kedushas Peh by Nisuch HaMayim. But the Isra HaNoah, like Mashman Rashi, and the Mishnah and Me'ila, is only once they put it to a Kli Sharis. That's what in the, that's Mashman, that the Sefer Teres HaKodesh from Mordechai Ilan, he learns the Maizah from the Mishnah and from Rashi and Sochim. There's actually no Isra, there's no Isra HaNoah, no Me'ila, until you put the Mayim in a Kli Sharis. There's a big R from Ar Sugya, and Ar Sugya, where Medame, Niske Mayim Shalai Kitchen Bakli, to Niske Yain Shalai Kitchen Bakli. And you could be Chayim Bachutz and Mayim, and you see that Shaychen in an Avoida, Lefi Rashi, as in if Ololo Yerid, it's clear that it has Kshayches in his Beach, even before it's put into a Kli Sharis. What to do with the Mishnah and Ila and the Rashi Psochim, I don't know. So that's our Arav from our Sugya. Another point in today's daf is the Gemara brings the machlekes from the Chemi and Rabbi Akiva, whether shirayim shari adam or chayiv bachutz. And the Chemi holds that you shari adam or chayiv bachutz, and Rabbi Akiva argues with him. So the Rabbi Akiva's time from the Chemi before in the Gemara was that it's not a tchilas avoida. There's soif avoida. Shinkin Ivar Mubdarim is called the Tchilas Avoida. The words Tchilas Avoida and Soif Avoida do not mean Ma'akiv and not Ma'akiv. Ivarim and Bidarim are also not Ma'akiv in the Karbar. When Rekiva's time it was that Shari Adam is a Soif of another Avoida. Shari Adam is the Hashlama, it's the Gemar, the Soif of Avoida Zrika Sadam. So because all it is finishing up the job of another of the main Avoida, which is the Zrika, so therefore it doesn't have enough Hashivus to be Chayim Bachutz. Only something which is the Iker Avoida is Chayiv Bachutz. Zrikas Adam is Chayiv, Haktar Seymurim is Chayiv. Masha'im Kain, Shvicha Shirayim, it's the Gemar, the Soif of Avoida Sazrika, and therefore it doesn't have the Chashivus to be Chayiv Bachutz. That was the time of Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Nechemia. And in the Braisa, it doesn't say Rabbi Nechemia's answer. So the Gemara asks, the fear of Yechanan that the Tam Rabbi Nechemia is like Ma'adomar Shirayim is Ma'akiv. So why did Rabbi Chemi not answer back to Rabbi Akiva? Hani nami ma'akvi. That's our gears from the Gemara. The gears of the Shita is hani nami kitchilas avoidehim. And even if he argues, Rashi explains that the main question of the Gemara was that because it's ma'akiv, it has the same chashivas as chilas avoida. It's true that lemaisa shari adam is that soif avoida of the zrika. It's done after the zrika. But if it's ma'akiv, then it's like one of the ikar matanas of the karbon. Just like the ikar matanas are the chashivas of the Tchilas Rika, so then the Shirayim, it's the last Matana, but also has the Hashivus of the Ikar Matana of the Karban. So why didn't Rav Nechemi answer that back to Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara says that Lafi Rav Ado Barava, that the Machlekes is by Shirayim HaPnimiyim, Shirayim HaChitzonim, everyone holds that it's not Ma'akiv. So Rabbi Akiva, in the Braith, was talking about Shirayim HaChitzonim. And that's why Rav Nechemi didn't answer anything back to him, because there it's not Ma'akiv. And there Rav Nechemi didn't say his Shita that you're Chayiv HaChutz. The only time the Rav Nechemi said Yerchayev Bachutz is by Shirayim HaPnimiyim. And therefore, there's a misunderstanding between Rav Akiva and Rav Nechemi. Rav Akiva understood Rav Nechemi by Shirayim HaChitzonim, and that's what he asked. But Rav Nechemi himself only spoke by Shirayim HaPnimiyim, where it's Ma'akiv, and then Yerchayev Bachutz, because it's like Tchilas Avoida. That's what comes out from our Sugya, that the whole Shita of Rav Nechemi, Lefir B'Yechon, and the whole Shita of Rav Nechemi is only by Shirayim HaPnimiyim, because they're Ma'akiv, because Rav Yechon said they're Ma'akiv, and Rav Barava said it's only by Pnimiyim. The Kopan, Rav Nechemi was said by Pnimiyim when they're Ma'akiv. And Rav Akiva misunderstood Rav Nechemi. That's just, well, the Chor, what it says in our Gemara. Taisin Daf Lamentes by us in the signs when he wrote in Daf Lamentes. Taisin Daf Lamentes asks that the Gemara there is Mavur, not that way, it's Mavur, that Rav Nechemi holds that Yerchayev Achutz, even by Shirayim HaChitzonim, not only by Shirayim HaPnimiyim, but even by Shirayim HaChitzonim, you also can be Chayev Achutz. It's here to our Gemara. In our Gemara, it's Mavur. The Dafka by Pnimiyim. So Teis there has a few drachim, mainly two drachim in Teisus. The one is that it's Machlokes HaSugyas, and Echanari, our Gemara hold that Rabbi Yechemi is only by Shirayim HaPnimiyim, which are Ma'akiv. The Gemara there holds that Rabbi Yechemi is even by Rav Papa and Naflam Mites and Beis Shammai, holds that Rabbi Yechemi is even by Shirayim HaChitzonim. That's one derech. Another derech Teis says is that because Rav Nechemi holds that Shirayim HaPnimi is ma'akev, so therefore Rav Nechemi makes a tzara shoveh to learn out to be mechayev bachutz even on Shirayim HaChitzonim. The basis of the core of the machlekes between Rav Akiva and Rav Nechemi is by Shirayim HaPnimi. Rav Nechemi holds that you could be chayev bachutz even though it's only Shirayim, you could be chayev bachutz. And also holds that if Ivar Mubdarim are chayev bachutz, and therefore he makes a tzara shoveh from Pnimiyim and from Ivar Mubdarim to Mechayiv also by Shirayim HaChitzonim. So Tosfos speaks out that the Tzara Shava is that Ivar Mubdarim are not Ma'akev and Yechayiv Bachutz, also Shirayim HaChitzonim are not Ma'akev, Yechayiv Bachutz. And if you'll ask that Ivar Mubdarim is Tchilas Avoida, no, we have a Raya from Pnimiyim which are Seif Avoida and Yechayiv Bachutz. And if you'll ask that Pnimiyim are Ma'akev and Chitzonim are not Ma'akev, and then you have a raya from Ivar Mubdarim. And we learn that from Ivar Mubdarim, even though it's not Ma'akiv, you're Chayev Bachutz. We learn that from Shirayim HaPnimiyim, even though it's not Tchilas Avoida, you could be Chayev Bachutz. therefore you can learn out to Shirai Machitzenin. Taisus asks, and this Mahalach, Taisus asks, and the Gemara by Yosef, it's Mavur, if Pinimim are called, are Ma'akev, then they're called Tchilas Avayda, they have the Chashivas of Tchilas Avayda, like we've mentioned, and that's what it's, the Shita, that's the Girs in the Gemara, Rashi explains the Gemara that way, and if Pinimim are Ma'akev, then they're called like Tchilas Avayda. Kinira that Taisus learned, the Taisus does learn that there goes with the Tzara Shaveh, learned that the Pshat in the Gemara by us, the Gemara says that Pshat and the Pnimim are Ma'akvi, he had arguers and not the Girs of the Shita. They're Ma'akvi. And the Gemara didn't mean to say that they're called like Tchila Savaida. The Gemara meant to say that they have a Maila over Evar Mubdarim. You can't say Evar Mubdarim are more Chomer because they're Tchila Savaida can negate the Maila of Tchila Savaida. Shirana Pnimim has a different Maila. That it's Ma'akiv. Mashenkin Evar Mubdarim are not Ma'akiv. But Laila the Gemara never said that it's a Tchila Savaida. Kupanim, Machlekes are coming out in Tesis, whether if the man dharma shirayim the pnimim is ma'akev, is it called tchila savayda? The Pashas of our Gemara says that it is, and that's Rashi and the Shita by us say that it's called tchila savayda. Shein in Tesis Nachlam Etes, which is really Shita for Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, as Tesis Yuma brings it down, hold that even though the man dharma that shirayim the pnimim is ma'akev, it's not called tchila savayda. L'chayru, one could be told of this Machlekes, whether the man dharma that it's ma'akev, is it called tchila savayda or not, in the gedder of shirayim ma'akev. Do it the Kachakira, but mentioned it over here, that is the Geder Shirayim Ma'akvin, is that an extra matana in the carbon? That carbonis need 4 matanas, some of them need 11 matanas. Shirayim is an extra matana that you need to do, a 5th matana, a 12th matana in the carbon. Carbon needs an extra matana. It's done in a different way, in a different place. It's done on the side of Mizbeach HaChitzoin, but it's another matana in the carbon. And that's why it's the gedder of the extra matana is of the shirayim is as another matana in the carbon, and just like all the matanas are mechaper, the Mishnah says in Beit Shammai, they create the kapar of the carbon. Who adin the shirayim? Shirayim shirayim also it's adding on the kapar of the carbon. The kapar is not completed until you do the shvicha shirayim. That's one way to understand the din of shirayim ma'akvin. There's another way to understand the Shirayim Ma'akvin is that no, the kapar of the carbon is only the ikar matanis. The zrika, that creates the kapar of the carbon. Shirayim Ma'akvin is a din noisof. It's a separate din, that even though you created the kapara was done by the zrika, it's ma'akev, the carbon doesn't have a hechsher until you do something else. It's not called avodas hazrika. It's a ma'akev in avodas hazrika. Avodas hazrika is already completed. But the carbon still is not huchshar until you do the shirayim. But it doesn't become one of the ikar matanos of the carbon. Moedi tochen, and that's machlokes in the Rishonim over here. That Rashi and the Shita that learn that if shirayim is ma'akev, that it's called tchilas avoda, they held that it became another zrika. All of the zrikas are called the ikar the tchilas avoda of the carbon. Carbon that needs 11 zrikas, all of them are called chilas avoda. It's ikar avoda. Man damer shirayim ma'akvin. So instead of needing 11 zrikas, the carbon needs 12 zrikas. But all of them, it's another matana, which is the chilik of the ikar matana of the carbon, the ikar zrik of the carbon. Hashenkin, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen that held that man damer, even man damer shirayim ma'akvin, it's called tzeif avoda. Just it's ma'akiv, but it's called tzeif avoda. Means that the avoda of the zrika was completed. The oil is finished with the ikar matanis of the carbon. There's something else which is done with the dam, which is ma'akev in the hechsher of the zrika, and that's shvicha shirayim. But the oil it's called another matana and another avoda, another matana, another type of avoda which is done after the zrika. It's ma'akev in the zrika, and therefore it's called the seif hazrika, seif avoda, and therefore we're able to learn out from there with the tzara shavet also to shirayim achitzenyan. So just to summarize. That the machlokes of Nechemia and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Nechemia holds Rechayev Bachutz and Shvichas Shirayim. Rabbi Yechonon says that Rabbi Nechemia is going like the man to Omer Shirayim is Ma'akev. And before in the Hemshech, that Ravad Barava says it's only by Shirayim HaPnimiyim, by Shirayim HaChitzoniyim, even Rabbi Nechemia agrees that you're Potter because you're not Ma'akev. That's in the Pashas what it says in Or Gemara. The Gemara Daf Lamed Tes is Mavur or Papa that Rav Nechemia Chayev even by Shirayim Achitzenim. Taisin Daf Lametes says first derech of Taisis. That's Machlokes at Sugyas between Bar Barava and Rav Papa. Israel Nechemia only by Pnimim or even Machitanim. That's one derech of Taisis. And the other derech of Taisis is to say that no, that Loilam the Tam of Rav Nechemia is Shem Shirayim at Pnimim. Because all the Shirayim at Pnimim is Ma'akev, therefore he was able to learn out from there with the Tzara Shoveh to Machayev also Chitanim. Because Rav Nechemia holds that even though the Pnimim is Ma'akev, it's still a gather of Soif Avoida. Therefore, we can learn out the Tzara Shoveh from Ivar Mubtar. And when Rav Barava said that Machlik is Vashayim Apnimim, Vashayim Achitzonim, everyone agrees it's not Ma'akev, he wasn't going on the din of Chutz. But Chutz from Nechemia holds you can be Chayev even Vashayim Achitzonim, Lefi Ladas from Chayim Koyim. Barava was going on the Machlik is whether Shayim are Ma'akev. Shayim are Ma'akev only by Pnimim and not by Achitzonim. And therefore, Rav Nechemia in the Breisa was talking about Chitzonim, so he couldn't answer back to Rabbi Akiva that they're Ma'akev. Kabbalim, that's the pshat in the Gemara. But Tais Reb Chaim holds, Chaim HaKohen holds that they're called Soif Avoida, and therefore we learn that of Tzara Shove. And it's not like Rashi in the Shita by us that they're called Tchilas Avoida. We want to learn that the Machlekes is Chakir of the Achreinim is Shvich Hashirai Ma'akev. Is it the gather of another Zerika that's Ma'akev? It's like the Iker Zerikas. Or it's a separate Avoida which is Ma'akev. And therefore it's done after the Avoida is Zerika, and it's all called the Soif Avoida. Another point, later on in the Amud, the Mishnah says that Ha'molik oif bifnim v'hela b'chutz chayav, because the Malika bifnim was kosher, so now you're chayav v'naloa b'chutz. Molak b'chutz v'hela b'chutz pater, because the Malika b'chutz, you're pater on. It's not considered a Malika n'chayavis b'chutz, therefore you're also pater on the halah. Ha'shoyched is oif bifnim v'hela b'chutz pater. If you did shchita bifnim and you did haloa b'chutz, you're pater. So Rashi says, that last Rashi on the Amur, Hashoychem Zoyi Bifnim, Pasol, Shuvayni Roy Bifnim. Vigach Pater Allah Halosai Bachutz. So Rashi says, because it's not Niskaba Bifnim, you did the Shechita in Bifnim was a Shechita Psula, if you're Pater and it's Halo Bachutz. Rashi asks a question, Vim Taimar, Polakola Oilin Bachutz, Nifsolin Biyitziyasa. Anytime that you do Halo Bachutz, the carbon becomes Pasol when you take it out. Kola Shechem Bachutz, Pasol, Vachayavan Allah Halosai. And also any time that you shecht b'chutz and then you're mal afterwards, because the shechit of b'chutz became puzzle. So why should this be different? Rashi says, Hasam Rachman and Rabbi, there that Torah is marbid, that's the parsha of Muktrei Chutz. Other psulim need to be niskalba bifnim, but there on those things there's a rebuy in the Torah, and therefore you can be chayiv even though it's not niskalba bifnim. Therefore when you shechted the oif bifnim, because it was, and then you took it out b'chutz, so because through the shechit it became pasul, so you potter on its halah b'chutz. The question of Rashi is not understandable. Rashi asks two things in his question. He brings two rayas that you could be chayiv b'chutz, even though it's not niskabel b'fnim. One is from kol ha'olin b'chutz nifsolim b'tziyason, and also kol ha'sheichet b'chutz pasul. So the second raya of Rashi is a good raya. When you were sheichet b'chutz, it became pasul, it's in his ol yerid. But the first raya of Rashi is from Kola Oilin Bachutz Nisolim Mitziyasan. Hey, the din of Yaitse is Alolo Yerid. That's why you're Chayav and a Bachutz. There's no unique Chiddush in Yaitse that you're Chayav Bachutz. So this Rashi is Mefurish, like we've mentioned in the previous Shiurim, Mefurish and Rashi here, that Yaitse calls Manitz Bachutz, it's in his Alolo Yerid. It's a tremendous Chiddush, but Zohar Mukach and Rashi, there's no other Pshat, that you should, Minas Savara, you should not be Chayav and all Yaitse. Then all halas chutz, even you shechted bifnim, because the nisal be itiyasei, and right now it's in is puzzle. It's a mala yerid. Another point in the Gemara says that if you're shechid balayla b'chutz, you're chayiv. Even lefi, we'll come down in the cheshen of the Gemara. Even lefi Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that shechita b'chutz, sorry, that shechita balayla is a mala yerid, but shechita balayla b'chutz is chayiv. Rashi explains, because the korban is roi l'mocher. Taz adds on more, which is the pshat in Rashi, apia gemara in numerous places, that laila's lav mechusar zman. A korban balaila is called that really it's roi, even though you can't bring it by night. The korban is called roi. And it's not called mechusar, it's not mechusar zman, the korban it's be'etzem is roi. It's a psul of akrovas laila, but the korban is be'etzem roi. Harish, lahoyer, that it's true the carbon is roi, the behemoth is roi to be brought as a carbon, but the shechita itself is a pasul shechita. The shechita that's done by Laila is the shechita she'ina miskalba b'fnim. It's dinizim ala yerid. So how could you be chayav b'chutz and the shechita's Laila? The shechita itself is a pasul shechita. So chayav muach from the Gemara over here that for the chayav chutz we do not need that the shechita itself is a shechita miskalba b'fnim. It's enough that the carbon is miskalba b'fnim. But it's not necessary that the shechita should be a shechita which is roi bifnim. We mentioned this a few days ago. This shaila, Gemara Daf Kuf Ches, the Gemara says that we learn out of a pasuk that shnayim sheshachtu is pasul. The Rishonim asked the question of the fear of Blazer Reb Shimon in Chulin. He holds that two people cannot shecht the carbon. So anyway, the shechita is pasul. Why do you need a pasuk to be mamayin it? The Shita in Kiddushin answers that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon holds only lechatchila, but b'diavad he holds it's kosher. We ask that it's still going to be shver on Tezis and Yuma that holds that the din of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is makiv even b'diavad. It's a pasul of shechita, so it's shver. Why do we need a pasul to be ma'ayit shnayim sheshachtu? That's v'chor muchach that you don't need a shechita which is miskalba b'fnim as long as the korban is miskalba b'fnim. You don't need that the shechita is miskalba b'fnim. Chor that's muchach over here from the Gemara. You could be chayiv b'chutz and shechitas laila, even though the shechita itself is not miskalba b'fnim. Shechita is a shechita psula. Shver on the shechita that holds that a shechita which is pasul, like two people shechting, even though the carbon is miskabel, you'd be patur on it b'chutz. Other places where we found this nidon is the Rashba in Bava Basra, the Kuf Chof, says that a zar that shechts b'chutz is chayiv because shechita b'zar k'shera. Before in the Rashba, that if shechita bizarre would be pasul, then you'd be pater b'chutz. Because the shechita is a pasul of shechita, even though the carbon is miskabel b'fnim. Ma'ishna from shechita's laila. Before in our Gemara, that you're chayiv b'chutz, even though the shechita is a shechita psula. How we can say that these cases, a shechita when a person is in roi, a zar, if shechita would be pasul bizarre, or two people shechting, that shechita is a different type of ma'isa shechita. It's not the right shechita bichlal that the Torah requires. When you shechten carbon, it has to be shechted by the proper shechit. The fear blazer of Shimon means only one shechit. That's the way to do a ma'isa shechita. Therefore, when you do that bachutz, it's not a good ma'isa shechita. It's like killing the carbon instead of shechting it. It's bichlal not called the shechitas kachim that it requires. In these rishonim, we do say that you need shechitas kachim. It's not good enough for shechitas chulin. It's also in Rashi in chulin daf chavtes by two simonim by oil asoif. You need the shechitas kachim of it. But these things are a hagdar of what the shechitas kachim is. One can say that shechitas laila is not that. Shechitas laila pe'etzen the shechita is a fine shechita. The tzadim maisa shechita, nothing is lacking. What's the problem in the shechita is the time. The shechita is being done in the wrong time of day. It's being done by night and not by day. And the hechsher avayda is only by day and not by night. So that's in the hechsher of the shechita. But it's not in the maisa shechita. It's still called the maisa shechita. So to be chayiv b'chutz, these Rishonim held that we need a Maisa Shechita which can be done bifnim. But we don't need a Shechita, but it's a Muchach in our Gemara that if everyone agrees that we don't need that the Shechita itself would be kosher bifnim. Here we have a Shechita's Laila which is possible bifnim, it's a dinism ala yeirid, and yet you could be Chayiv Bachutz because the Maisa Shechita is called the Maisa Shechita Akshira. Another point in the Gemara, speaks out the Pshat and Reb Shimon in the end of the Mishnah, and he's arguing with Tanakama. Tanakama holds that Malak Bachutz. The Hela Bachutz is Pater, because the Malika is not Mechayev Bachutz. So you're also Pater for its Hala. You're only Chayev Bachutz on Hala when the Maisa Shechita that was done Bachutz is also Maisa Shechita HaMechayev. That's the Tanakhama. Once it was done in the Tzura of Shechita's Chutz, then also in the Schadish afterwards, the Parsha of Muktrei Chutz, like Rashi explains in the Mishnah. That's kind of common. Rav Shimon argues, Rav Shimon holds that no, that Malak Bachutz, the Hela Bachutz is Chayiv. It's not Mefurish in the Gemara, where exactly is the Nekudas HaMachoykes in Rav Shimon? Does Rav Shimon agree to the Tanakhama that Malak Bachutz is Pater? But yet he holds you could be Chayiv for the Halah of Malika's Chutz. Even though it wasn't a Shechita or Malika Mechayeves, but you could still be Chayiv for its Halah afterwards. That's one way to learn Rav Shimon. Another way to learn Rav Shimon is that he agrees to that Yisoy, that you cannot be chayev on halah of Muktri Chutz unless the shechita was a shechita mechayeves. What the shechita of Reb Shimon is, he's arguing about the malika itself. And Reb Shimon holds that you could be chayev, then malika itself, in malika b'chutz is chayev. The more earlier part of Drash at Sinat, the way end up Kuzayin, Shochat v'layam, Shechit v'layam moilik, Reb Shimon argues on that Drash, and he holds that you could be chayev from malika b'chutz. So in the Gemara, there's no raya, mefurish, but these fasemes, Bayats and the Mitzvahs and earlier in Daf Kuf Zayin, they say that Reb Shimon argued on this point on the point of Malika Bachutz. Reb Shimon holds that Malika Bachutz is Machayev, and therefore it's possible that you're Chayev on the Halah afterwards. Like you're always Chayev for the Halah of something that was done in the Isra of Shechitas Chutz. So the Meisad of Machlokes between the Rabban and Reb Shimon is in the Malika. It's an interesting question that the Milchas Avram asks. The more earlier, and of Samech Tes, whereas I need them there by a person that eats a malika, which normally should be mitamehim, a malika that is on the psul that should be mitamehim, but if the malika is called a maisa malika, then it's for certain dinim, then it's called a malika materis is a iser, and you're not tameh when you eat it. The Gemara says there that shoychet of kachin bachutz, Rava says that even though it's a pasul of shechita, you shechet bachutz, but hoil that the shechita works to be mechayiv bachutz, it's considered a ma'isa shechita, a ma'isa matir, and therefore it's not mitamei beis habliya. That's what Mara says there. But malika bachutz, it's done improperly, and you're not, and it itself is not chayiv bachutz, and therefore, if you eat something that was nimlak bachutz, you are tamei. It's more in the mission of samaches, because Rabban explained that only shechita is different because of the parsha of Shkut Echutz, it's Mechai Mirusha for Shkut Echutz. So it's come out in Cain that Lafir of Shimon that holds that Malika Bachutz is Chayiv, and then who are then the person that eats something which is Nimlak Bachutz, it should not be Mitamim Beis Abaliyah. Hoyo that the Malika works to be Mechayiv Bachutz, it's called a Maisa Malika, and therefore it should not be Mitamim Begadim Beis Abaliyah. Not mentioned anywhere in this sheet of Reb Shimon that he would hold that you're takatar. It's mash that Reb Shimon agrees to the Mishnah and of Samaches that you're tamei. What the Chora one has to say is that there it's different that a shechita b'yisayin is a ma'isa matir. It's again the whole sugya there. Shechita b'yisayin is a ma'isa matir. So once just it wasn't said on a knife kachin b'chutz. Once we find that it has bearing, it has ramifications to a knife kachin b'chutz, then it goes back to being a ma'isa matir. And it's mitar midein avela. Shenkin malika is really not called a ma'isa matir by oif. Only where it was said was by malika bifnim. By malika bachutz it wasn't said. So even though it's mechayev bachutz, but it still doesn't make it into ma'isa matir because that's not the seder that malika is supposed to be done. That's a regalachas for that question. Now, upon the nachmanim learned here in Reb Shimon that Reb Shimon holds that your malak bachutz your chayev. The last point I want to speak about today is the Shitas HaRambam. Rambam is a very interesting Shita in our whole sugya about Malika, Shitas Oif Kachim Bachutz, and Shitas Laila. In the Lashon HaRambam, in Berak Yudches, Aloch Yud Zayin, Rambam says, Hashichi Bachutz Balaila Chayef, Hoyil Vashchita Balaila Ksheira Bachutz. The reason that you're Chayef for Shitas Chutz Balaila is because Shchita Balaila is Kasher Bachutz. Interesting. First, it's why does Ram need an explanation to say why you're chayiv? Ram felt he does need to explain, and his explanation is because shechita balayla is kasher bachutz. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. Ram goes on v'chein in hela balayla mizeh shochet bachutz balayla chayiv al hala. Then he goes on to the next halacha. Hamoyle gezoyif bachutz potter shochet bifnin v'helehu bachutz potter shleihel odavar sheino roili kariv. Shochar is a oif bachutz ve'aleihu bachutz chayiv shtayim she'ashchita bachutz k'sheiro v'arei kimalika bifnim. Ram says the reason you're chayiv for shchitas oif and halas oif bachutz is because hashchita bachutz k'sheiro v'arei kimalika bifnim. So both by laila and by oif, Ram said the reason that you're chayiv is because shchita of an oif is kosher bachutz and shchitas laila is kosher bachutz. Firstly, what does Rambam mean that they're kasher bachutz? What's Rambam referring to? So the Marikorkis and the Lacha Mishnah, they learn Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is referring to chulin, that you shecht an oif chulin bachutz. It's a kasher shechita. Yishach the behemas chulin balayla b'chutz. It's kosher. That's the pshat in the Rambam. That's one mahalach. But the Chafetz Chaim and the Zecher Yitzchak of Yitzchak Panovitcher, they learn pshat in the Rambam that the Rambam is telling us that they're kosher in a bama. That shchitas laila is kosher in a bama, which in itself is a machlokes later on in Daf Kuf Chaf between Rav and Shmuel, whether shchitas laila b'bama is kosher. The Rambam here is paskening that it's kosher. And also the Rambam means that a shchitas that shchitas oif is kosher in a bama, which is no mafurshe gemara about. The Rambam somehow took that out of our sugya, that shchitas oif is kosher in a bama. So that's the two drachim in the Rambam. Either the Rambam is referring to Hakrava to behemas to chulin, that's what's kosher b'chutz, or the Rambam is referring to Hakrava's bama. The main question in the Rambam is, why does he need all of this? How is he coming to explain that the reason you're chayiv is because it's a good shchita by chulin or by bama? So the Mikdash David says the Rambam was coming to explain why you're chayiv on the shchita. And Mikdash David says, if you see in this Rambam, that the yisoid of shchita's chutz, as mentioned numerous times, is for the avoidas hashchita. It's not good enough that you did a maisa shchita b'chutz. You need avoidas hashchita. That's the shita Rambam. Mr. Shabbat learned that of this Rambam. So, and this, therefore, the Rambam we asked on the Gemara that Rashi and Tais explained that shchita b'layla is kosher because the carbon is in Kabbal tomorrow. Tais says, layla lav b'chutzir zman. He said, that all is good, klape, whether the carbon is a carbon kosher or not a carbon kosher. But the shchita is not a good shchita. So Mr. Shabbat says, that's what the Rambam had shared, that question. Why is the shchita a good shchita? And that the Rambam answered that shchita b'layla is k'sheira b'chutz. Very nice mahalach in the Rambam. L'chayra, Mikdash David didn't speak that out, but L'chayra, he understood, like the Chafetz Chaim and the Zecher Yitzchak, the Rambam was learning out of Makrofa's bama. But l'fi the Mari Korkis in the Lecha Mishnah, the pshat in the Rambam is kosher by chulin, then the Rambam didn't answer his question. If the Rambam had shver that you need a shchita of kotchim to be chayv b'chutz, you're chayv for the avodas hashchita. So shchita balayla lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam Rabbi Yehuda, it's a possible shchita. So where is the avodas kachim? And its answer. So what's his answer? That it's good by chulin. You didn't answer the question. Bechlal, we need to be good by kachim. You have to say that the pshat in the Rambam is like the Chafetz Chaim that the Rambam is referring to bama. But okay, we can learn the Rambam that way. But the Lecha Mishnah and the Mari Korkis obviously learned the Rambam differently. He said the Rambam was bringing from chulin. There must be another way to learn the Rambam. It's also shver in the Malach of the Mikdash David is Bishlam Alagabe Shchitas Laila. I understand that there is no Mufurish Pasuk that you're Chayiv. The Rambam had to explain why you're Chayiv. But the second halacha, the Rambam says it by Oif also, by Shchitas Oif. Why did the Rambam need to give explanations by Shchitas Oif why you're Chayiv? He saw in Daf Kuf Zayin, the world learns it out of a Pasuk. The Rambam wasn't good enough, the Pasuk. He couldn't just say it's Xeris HaKasav. He had to give a getter to the Pasuk. The Pasuk is the Pasuk. The Torah said you're chayv for Shchitas Oif. Normally the Rambam doesn't feel the need to explain the Pasuk based on another din, which the Rambam made up here, that there's no Makar, that Shchitas Oif in Obama is B'Shchita, not B'Malika. And again, the first question is for sure, Shver, that the Mari Korkis and the Lech Mishnah learned the Rambam is referring to Chulin. Obviously they learn differently. Well, the Chayra, one can learn the Rambam here, a different mahalach than the Mikdash David, is that the Rambam was not bothered by the Shechita. The Shechita, for sure, by Oif, is not Shver, and even by Laila, it could be it's not Shver. But the main problem the Rambam had was to explain the Ha'alah. How could you be Chayiv on Ha'alah of something which was Shechted in a way that was possible? If this Shechita would be done Bifnim, it would be possible Shechita. Shechita's Laila, Shechita's Oif, if we don't be done Bifnim, it would be possible Shechita. So how could you be chayv and it's halo b'chutz? What's mashma in that question? I know is the Rambam held that the chiv of mukdri chutz is not that whenever you did a shchita which is mechayv you b'chutz, you're memeila chayv an halo. No, it doesn't go that way. The chiv of mukdri chutz needs a carbon haroi, just like mukdri pnim, the carbon has to be roi. So to mukdri chutz, the carbon has to be roi. The only thing that Mukdri Chutz allows you to go with to forgive is the fact that it was Shechted b'chutz. The chutz aspect, we say, doesn't matter whether it's Shechted b'chutz. But besides the aspect of chutz, I need the carbon to be roy. So im kein, the Rambam had shver that both by shchitas oif and by shchitas laila, the if this shechita would be done b'fnim, it would be a shechita apsula. So how could you be if you do shecht the b'fnim and bring it out b'chutz, you're potter. Now that you shecht it b'chutz, why should now you be chayv on the halah? You shecht something which didn't have a proper shechita b'fnim. Answers the Rambam that b'chutz shechitas kosher b'layla. Bachutz shechitas kosher ba'if. So the psul that was said in shechitas laila and in shechitas oif was the psul that was said in dafka in akravas hamikdash, dafka in akravas pnim. These things are puzzle. But either done bachutz, whether the pshat in the Rambam is by chulin, whether the pshat in the Rambam is by bama, but when these things are done bachutz, there's bechlal no psul of laila or of shechitas oif. This is derech echsheiroi when they're done bachutz. So it's true that I need the parsha Mukhtar Chutz was said on something which, if it would be brought bifnim, the shechita would have done bifnim, then it would be kosher. If you do some other psul in the shechita, that bachutz, then it could be that you're potter on the halah afterwards, because that shechita is not a good shechita bifnim. But here, these psulim are unique to the fact that they're being done bifnim. That's why oif needs malika and not shechita. That's why a korban needs yom and not laila, because it's being done bifnim. But bachutz, laila and oif is fine shechita lechatchila. In Cain, it's not shver. Why you're chayv on as halah bachutz? And the lefiza we learn out of the Rambam that the parsha Mukhtar Chutz wasn't a free for all like that anything that was done that was shechta bachutz you also chayv on as halah. You need a hechsher klapi dinei chutz. The Rambam had to find these things were kosher bachutz. I think that's emesek pshat in the Rambam. Ma'izit meduik in the Rambam that he needed explanation for shechita balayla ksheir bachutz to explain why you're chayv for shechitas laila, like the Mikdash David said. It could be we could agree to the Mikdash David that balayla the Rambam had shver also on the shechita itself why you're chayv. The Rambam, like the Mikdash David said, you need avodas hashechita. But by oif, if you look at the lashon of the Rambam, he then comes to explain why you're chayv on the shechita. Okay, to explain why you're chayv on the halah. And by Laila, he needed it for both. He needs the fact that the Shechitas Laila is kosher bachutz to explain why you're chayv on the Shechita and why you're chayv on the Halah. By Oif, the Rambam did not need to explain why you're chayv on the Shechita because it's a pasuk. He only needed explanation to explain why you're chayv on the Halah. You look in the Lashon Rambam, I think it's Mahi Meduyik Azay. That's Pshat in the Rambam. However, the Ravid argues on the Rambam. The Ravid says that he doesn't understand what the Rambam came to explain. It's not the Ravid. Before in the Ravid that the chiv of Mukhtar Chutz is not because you need to be kosher klapi atzak ravas chutz. No, it's puzzle. Really, the klal of the parsha of Chutz is you need something which is miskabel bifnim. By Mukhtar Chutz, it was chadish that you could be chayv even though it's puzzle. So once that was in chadish, so you could have to add another psul of Chutz. All that is irrelevant. Chori comes out here, big machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid had to understand the parasha of Mukhtar Chutz. Rambam held that you needed to be kosher klapi akrovas chutz. So you need to explain that the shechita was kosher b'chutz. And the Ravid held no, that Mukhtar Chutz it was neschadish that you could be chayv on akrovas of her posel. Therefore, mali chad psul de chutz, mali treib psul de chutz. We'll stop here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.